This is the Sprite Weather Diary for Tuesday, the 25th of November, 2025.
Hello, hello everyone. It is currently 3 p.m. I'm at Bow Locks in East London. You might be able to hear in the background some kids that come out of school. I've taken the opportunity to sit at this lock on the way home from my journey to record this because I've always wanted to climb over this lock because it's quite a big one, but it's always filled with like students or fishermen or like people drinking. It's quite a drinking and smoking and hangout spot. So for once it's clear, so I've got to like explore it a little bit. And maybe I'm the one this time deterring people. But it's super mild out today. This is such a, like a beautiful spot. The canals, I've been basically like exposed to the natural world only on either end of my like my days at work. I very much bookends my days because I work in windowless holes. Like it's a theme of my life. It's multiple windowless boxes, one to the next. But so in the morning and both now, the canal is really clear, which has kind of taken me aback. Because there was like, I think up until like 2 weeks ago, there was so many big patches of like duckweed and algae and I don't know, stuff interfering with the surface of the canal. And I think the canal river team, all the people who clean up and they go along in boats and sweep up all the like algae aren't here today. And they also don't need to be because it's not reproducing. But I guess like the duckweed, I think it probably reproduces better in the warmth. The little asexual being it is, it's not, it doesn't want to grow at the moment. So yeah, it's really nice and quite tranquil, and it almost looks tempting for a swim, which I will not for sure, because I'm sure I'll catch many form of a thing. But yeah, otherwise, I mean, last week was so much colder, and it felt like everything had snapped into hibernating and being in like a state of torpor. Like all the little things had scurried away, and it was just always my bipedal self just walking down the canal on my own, apart from the odd person passing, and everyone's all wrapped up. Definitely beanies, all the hats if I'm cycling it, unless you don't mind not feeling your hands. God, you need to wear gloves at the moment. It's too much because with just the wind against you, it drops like 2 or 3 degrees. But yeah, everything kind of hibernating, apart from, I will say, the foxes. So you know, like in Fantastic Mr. Fox, when he looks out at the mountain at the end and there's the wolf and it just looks so majestic. Well, that's Mr. Fox at the moment. And they've been looking fantastic, the foxes, like just out and about, a lot more active in the daytime, I think, and really loud at night. But, and maybe this is me really naive, but I didn't realize they mate in winter season. So I think we're kind of at the beginning of it. And maybe they're also like more stretched for finding food and have to be a little bit more active than usual. I don't know, but I'm feeling their presence a lot more. Unless the foxes are trying to tell me something. But yeah, I've just kind of reared my head from my hole because my studio's been at the moment, like today in the last few days, has been really when I've had to wear a jumper in studio, which I really usually don't like to do being painting because it gets a bit messy. I don't like to wear layers because it kind of interferes with the work, and I drag my sleeve sometimes in the paint, which is super frustrating. And because it's cold, the oil isn't like, and pigment isn't oxidizing at the same rate as the last 6 months, which can be great to work back into, but also frustrating if you're wanting to build up layers. And I've been quite excited by what I was working on, so I want to add lots of layers, but I have to be a lot more patient and slow with it. So then I have to work on a couple of paintings at the same time, really. But yeah, with that, I then end up dragging, like, I don't know, the little bits of like fluff, woolly fluff through the paintings. Even if I roll up my sleeves, you just can't help it, you know. And I end up dragging that basically across all my other clothes, or my nice clothes are on the walls, or even like on my face if I'm taking the jumper on and off, which is quite inconvenient. And I work with colors that are kind of like quite bodily, and sometimes then I look really bruised when I come out of studio if I haven't cleaned my face. So basically I just have to be extra vigilant in winter in studio, or at the moment at least having to wear a jumper because I leave just with shit on my face, and then I go to the zoo, I get home and I've got red down half of my face. But I find I'm kind of loving the studio, all the bright colors, because it's so much more subdued outside, and now all the yellows and oranges that were here maybe like last time, like 2 weeks ago, have all gone, and or at least where I've been today, all kind of gone away and all muted and gone to their mushy browns and a mushy ground. It's a very wet, mushy ground. But I'm in studio injecting a lot of yellows and painting my sun. But yeah, the sun has been hanging very low in the sky at the moment. It currently is very low and slowly starting to tuck away behind some clouds that are just like sitting quite lowly on the horizon, because otherwise it's quite a lovely blue sky, quite a bright day. But yeah, I hope you're having a lovely Tuesday.
Hello. We got so lucky today. It's hard to talk about the weather today without mentioning the past week, but yeah, the last week has been so dark and lots of rain and really biting cold, and had that Arctic wind, the Arctic breeze coming up from north above. So yeah, it really, really dropped off the past week in a way that felt earlier than you'd expect because of obviously the reason. And yeah, but I think that meant we kind of fast forwarded a little bit in terms of like pulling out the really heavy duty coats and things like that, which I kind of associate more with around actual Christmas time, or that little bit afterwards, the weird week between Christmas and New Year's. But yeah, that kind of accelerated a bit with last week. So loads of rain as well, so I mean spending lots of time indoors and not really doing these morning walks as much, and all the other things that come with that, I guess, like Uma's naps all being inside rather than outside. And but today, oh my god, so nice, the sun's popped out, there's a little bit of breeze, but it feels much softer and definitely warmer for the sun being out, so not as much of that bite. But yeah, I think definitely locked into, I think mentally also, that yeah, we're in the cold time now. It also helped shake us up and make sure that we need to, as we would anyway, make sure that Uma is all wrapped up and got everything she needs. So we did a big haul from Next, and now she's walking around the house looking like she's going on an Arctic expedition. She's got a full head-to-toe puffy suit thing, loads of layers. She is ready, and we're ready. But yeah, very, very calm, warmer day today, which is very welcome. And yeah, I think all the Christmas adverts are getting to me a little bit, in a good way. I can't help but keep humming loads of songs, which I'm not complaining, but yeah, it's definitely too early for that. But I don't know, I think when you have a baby you end up humming loads of stuff anyway, or things just turn into songs as ways of encouraging calmness. So yeah, I think a bit of the adverts have seeped in now, so I'm gonna try and keep my mouth shut and not start spouting Christmas stuff too early. And that's it, and really nice to come out for a walk today, first time in a while. I'm also strategically eating an apple whilst I'm out of Uma's line of sight. Try eating any fruit in front of her that she is too young to eat in the way you're eating it. She's not fussed about having an age-appropriate razor-thin slice of apple. She'd much prefer to just get the whole thing and put it in her mouth. So yeah, I'll eat this now whilst I can. But yeah, very lovely, cold, brisk, warm, sunny, calm, lovely day.
Tuesday, the 25th of November, 2025, 9:52 a.m. Gadigal country. A warm start this morning, sort of a warm and close air. Bright light early. Birds vocal pre-dawn. Guess there's a welcoming after a week of rain, sort of a warm front is on its way, an anticipatory welcoming. This week I've sort of found myself in and overhearing many conversations about the weather, actually. how it's felt, how it feels, how it should feel, what it's doing to people, what we can expect of it. Again, realizing that we do ask a lot of something so fleeting, for it to behave, for it to match a mood that we desire. Today, the plan is to cross from one range to another, sort of a journey between ranges, 500 kilometers, and an expected drop of 20 degrees is awaiting. And that contrast between, I guess, sort of there and here, it feels incredibly stark. Surprisingly, there's still snow up on the high passes there. This juxtaposition between one place leaning into the heat and the other sort of carrying a residue of winter, a lingering sort of existence of something that's past. Below, I guess the cicadas are droning gently in anticipation, not yet fully committed to their final song, but slowly building a rhythm. A rhythm towards a sort of slow death sung in the heat. These ideas of arrival and ending, and these blurred lines are ever more visible. There's sort of this shift between one state and the next, both contrasted, contrasting and collapsing at the same time. Everything sort of barely discernible, yet undeniably wholly in polarity of one another. And this sense of like newness, this arrival of what feels new today, is this sort of sense of expectation itself. That expectation itself is sort of something you could describe as the weather. Almost like an anthropomorphic pressure front, almost. Like a human climate layered over the atmospheric one. Warmth, snow, rain, the talk of it, the silence around it, the longing. All of this is sort of this ongoing weather, both inside and out. Weather diary.
Hello. Today I woke up a bit earlier. Sun was out, my blind was up. Quite warm in the room. Still like morning freeze. But still I took a hot shower. I might take a cold one now. Temperature fluctuation is quite high at the moment, so my days go by between cold and hot water. And speaking of drinking water, I mean, I feel like water here doesn't make me, doesn't, how do you say, cure my thirst. Like, I'm still thirsty after drinking a full bottle of water. I think there's like, I don't know, like minerals or like salts in it that make you just want to keep drinking more, and you just never get to the end somehow. Find that quite interesting. And I mean tap water, not bottled water, because it's drinkable here in the city, maybe not in regions or in islands and stuff. But it's drinkable here, and it's, although it comes straight from the mountain range, which is like really close by, somehow the quality of it gets really muddled in the way. And perhaps if you go up like 30 or 40 kilometers up the mountain towards the Andes,
you get like absolutely pure, like pure drinking water from like snow and ice melting from the top. But down in the city, it just feels like not. Anyway, between that and it being really hot at the moment, I'm just really thirsty. So I keep thinking about getting home and drinking a full glass covered in ice. Been looking forward to that all day, really. Just noticed now as I was speaking. And my mouths are absolutely dry. Whew. Other than that, it's not been raining for a few weeks. And I really love it when there's like heavy, heavy rain in Santiago. But, yeah, I kind of miss it. All flowers are out for like spring. But apparently it's meant to be, temperatures are meant to fall over the next weekend. And it just catches me in a very bad moment because I need to be packing. I'm moving in a week, so I need to be packing clothes I'm going to use. I can't be dealing with weather changes. But yeah, that's me on the 24th, 5th of November from Santiago de Chile. Bye!
Hello, Sprite Weather Diary people. It is 11:23 and I'm on Uma's first nap walk of the day. I've been finding that late autumn, early winter becoming increasingly important to get outside when possible. Makes such a massive difference when it's dry to just get out for an hour. We are on the little path track we've been going on since being here. Just going past the school if you can hear kids playing. And it is cold, but not as cold as it has been. The sky is bright blue, but then in front of that is layers, stacked layers of like Simpsons cloud, which is like just on the cusp of being grey, like white grey, but I don't think there's any chance of rain right now. All the leaves have pretty much gone apart from the evergreens. And the ones that remain look like they've been dehydrated and just clinging on. Umi is asleep and she doesn't mind when I speak, I've realized. And she's in her new full body puffer coat situation, hat, woolly gloves, boots, under a blanket. She sleeps really well for a reason. I think she's toasty without being too hot. I was just thinking, I try not to think too much about what I'm going to say that might come across. And the one thing I think I have been thinking is, so we're at mum and dad's still until January time. And I always describe the place where we are as being like a nuke town. Like it's like this, like, you know, those towns in the States where they built to test nuclear bombs and see the effect. Because it's like this mile long road and at the end of it there's a horseshoe. And if you're here, you're here. Like the road doesn't lead anywhere. It's quite bizarre, like very reliant on a car. Yeah, super particular place. And the thing I've realised since being back is there's just this like constant drone of the motorway, which is about where I am now, probably a mile to half a mile. And it's got this like, I don't know if you'll be able to hear it, But yes, like it's just distant enough to be something which you have to focus on to hear, maybe. But at the same time, if the wind is right, you can hear it constantly. And to me, it's got this like bizarre quality of being something out of a book almost. It's like out of like a Don DeLillo book, of being so on the nose, but also having a quite a weird magical realist supernatural quality of this constant that no one talks about, and this hum, like what is that hum? And then when you do know, it's like, oh, it's a motorway. And in some way that's no less weird, that's no, I don't know, there's something very odd and quite nice about, I was just thinking of like how loud would it have to be before it's something that's always spoken about. You know, like when you have people who live next to, like, I don't know, a railway or something. So that's been my thought. It's not quite weather, but then again, it's reliant on the breeze being westerly, I think, so we can hear it. Yeah, this funny, ominous drone. The sun's come out, the sun, bright sunshine. I also heard someone say something the other day, which I thought was really nice, which makes me think, so I'm walking along these between two hedgerows. And by the nature of hedgerows, these would have been here for like maybe centuries, because no one would get rid of them. And it was someone talking about that habitat being like some of the oldest in the UK, because it wouldn't be touched because no one's got any reason to. It's quite nice. So we've got boundaries. I don't know, just feel a bit of an overlap there, boundaries and motorways. Semi-overlooked, I guess. Yeah, these are my weather observations for this week.
Thanks for listening. This run of the Sprite Weather Diary will be releasing an episode every other Tuesday. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to catch every episode. You can also listen directly on our website, sprite.info, or on SoundCloud. Sprite Weather Diary is produced by us, Cameron Scott and Rishi Rajguru, featuring Daisy Grant, Bex Hazard, Pablo Pajole, and our other contributors. Thank you to all of them for taking part. For more information on this and our other projects at Sprite, you can go to our website, sprite.info. To support projects like the Sprite Weather Diary from just £1 a month, you can head straight over to patreon.com/sprite. We'll see you in a few weeks.